There's tension, I suppose, with regard to AfriForum and where they stand with regard to what is called the Bella Bill. The Bella Bill is the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, and AfriForum, the youth, in fact, is suggesting that if the bill gets approved by the National Council of Provinces, they will take the issue to court because at this point in time, they argue that it's undesirable and impractical. So let's find out more about just that. Why so? With Louis Bossoff, who's the spokesperson for the AfriForum Youth. Louis, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the National Pulse.
Thanks for hosting me on your show.
Thank you. Right. So let's start with this. First of all, you find the bill is undesirable and impractical. Tell me why.
So the bill basically moves the main authority on schools' language policies and other issues away from the school's governing bodies to the provincial education department. And we believe from AfriForum's side that those who know children the best and care for the children in schools the most are the children's parents themselves, represented through democratically elected schools' governing bodies. And when those issues are moved up to the level of provincial education department, there are risks of political motivation influencing decisions rather than just the well-being and the education of the children.
So perhaps let's go back to what's the current situation? What's the status quo now with regards to the education policy of, you know, school A, B, C, D, E? Who decides that and what happens in practical terms in that school?
So for the moment, the democratically elected school's governing body, consisting of parents, have the final say on a school's language policy, meaning whoever the parents are elected to the governing body, they get to decide how many children are admitted to the school and what the final language policy of the school is.
Okay, so when you say language policy, just explain, you know, in practical terms. I mean, some languages are compulsory, right? So where are the optional issues around language policy that resides with a governing body?
Yes, that means language of tuition and also the language, languages allowed to be spoken on the school ground, which for most instances, there aren't any prohibitions on what language you can speak outside of classes, but for the language of tuition, it is in practice in most South African schools either English single medium, Afrikaans single medium, or Afrikaans and English dual medium.
Okay, so you're saying if the bill is passed, you have a problem with it and therefore will take it to court to achieve what aim?
To protect the constitutional right of mother language education. Because we've seen in recent times past people such as Panyaza Lesufi, while he was the provincial MEC for education in Gauteng, speaking out against Afrikaans education. And we believe we are right in our suspicions that if some politically motivated figure is appointed as provincial head of education, such a person might decide against an Afrikaans or dual medium policy for a school in favor of English single medium and in effect robbing Afrikaans parents and their children of their right to mother language education.
Now, the Basic Education Department in pushing this bill to be enacted as law, I mean, they've provided motivation, right? What if they, you know, in terms of their motivation, wouldn't it be the case that we think we know what is right for the majority of people in the country? Isn't that a fair assessment? They've been elected in that position anyway.
Well, we believe it is possible to make certain amendments to the current education legislation and fixing some current problems without hindering parents' rights or children's rights to mother language education. So we would be quite happy if certain clauses of the current Bella Bill are amended.
Such as? And which clauses are you referring to?
Specifically the clauses which give the final authority to provincial education departments on issues such as language policy. We also are looking at the clauses referring to homeschooling, which is not the main issue for AfriForum, but AfriForum is, for the most part, in favour of schools in the heart of communities and sending children to schools. We are not promoting homeschooling as such or as a better option than traditional schooling, but we believe that parents should have the right to homeschooling if, for whatever reason, transport or a geographical location or whatever reason, visiting a traditional school is not feasible for parents, while the current version of the Bella Bill would require of each set of parents to require prior approval for homeschooling instead of continuing with homeschooling and later receiving approval from that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you made the point that you want the parents to, the governing body, which means the elected body that elected by parents, to have those powers, right? You know, the converse may be that, you know, isn't this under the guise of you know, having the powers, but what you really want is simply to protect language of a minority of people in the country, and that's your motivation.
Well, we believe each minority in the country should have equal rights to education in their mother language. So it is not a case of AfriForum wanting to suppress other languages in favor of Afrikaans. It is simply stating that where there are currently Afrikaans options available, we would like to maintain that instead of reducing the amount of options only to one, which would be English.
Hmm. What about the belief that, you know, you've got a Department of Education which is put in there by national government based upon an election, which, as we know, the next one comes up in a month's time, and that is a reflection of the will of the people. So if the will of the people puts in a certain party that is then governing the country, and they then seem fit to put out a policy like the Bella Bill to say, let's enact it into law because we think this is the practical way to achieve that, why would you need, I mean, isn't government the ultimate governing body of a school as opposed to the governing body of the school?
Well, our main view on this is that the will of the people should be enacted through more than just a single vote every 4 or 5 years, or how many years if you include municipal elections, that apart from casting your vote at each election, you should have other opportunity to enact your will or the will of the people through direct democratic input, such as electing a school governing bodies, and taking part in public hearings or whatever. There are many mechanisms of enacting the will of the people, and simply saying the government was elected and the government decided on the Bella Bill is not really less of a reflection of the will of the people.
And finally, I mean, you're suggesting that you will take it to court. I mean, do I take it that if it's beyond a threat, that means you've worked out that in terms of the practicalities of going to court, it's a case it's a winnable case or not?
Yes, well, we simply believe that the current version of the Bella Bill is unconstitutional, and we would like the courts to point out the specific clauses which aren't in line with the Constitution, so to through the courts make sure that the necessary amendments are made.
Let's see how that plays out. Thanks for your time, Louis Bossoff, the AfriForum youth spokesperson. Certainly, they're opposing the Bella Bill as it stands and saying if it gets passed into law, well, they will take it to court, because currently that will mean removing the powers medium of instruction, you know, from regional communities based upon, let's say, the demographics from that community away to national government. And they oppose that. They say it's unconstitutional. In fact, they're suggesting as well it's undesirable and impractical.